学习属灵的啊，这个末世的福气。
Let's continue to study the blessings in the end times.
我们看启示录第十四章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 14.
这次我们灵恩会都在讲启示录的道理。
This spiritual convocation, we've been talking about the truth found in Revelation.
除了讲了七个教会的提醒之外
，other than the warnings to the seven churches.
我们也讲启示录里面的一些福气。
We've also talked about some of the blessings recorded in Revelation.
启示录十四章十三节。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 14, verse 13.
十四章十三节。
Revelation 14, verse 13.
我听见从天上有声音说，你要写下，从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。圣灵说，是的，他们洗了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。
Revelation 14:13. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them.
第二个福气啊，这里所说的就是圣灵讲啊，从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。
The second blessing is recorded here. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on.
一般人呢，想到福气都不会跟死亡连上。
When we think about the word blessing, we will not relate it to death.
一般人说活越久就越有福啊，长寿。
A lot of people say that the longer you live, the more blessed you are because you have longevity.
一般人绝对不会把死亡跟福气连上关系。
Normally, people would never connect blessing with death.
那神看事情跟人看事情不一样。
But God sees things very differently from people do.
人看死亡都是一切的结束，一切的终结。
People see death as the end of everything.
但是神看肉体的死亡，就是反正是一个决定你能不能够得救，能不能服气的一个关键的一个点。
But God sees death as the the point that determines whether you go to heaven.
你没有到肉体死亡那一刻，都不能够绝对决定你能不能得救。
Before you get to the point of your death, you cannot be sure, completely certain of whether you will be saved or not.
很简单，我们现在大家都坐在这会堂，我们都是有受洗的，我们都是得救的人。
We are all people who are saved as we are sitting here in this chapel.
但是我们得救了吗？
But are we saved?
属灵上来说，我们是得救。
Spiritually, we are saved.
但是如果你下一分钟去犯罪了，或是离道了。那你就本来从一个得救的人就变成一个不能得救的人了。
But in the next moment, if we commit a very severe sin, then we become a person who is no longer saved.
但是如果我们肉体的生命结束的那一刻
，But at the point of where our flesh dies,
我们还是在主耶稣里面
，And we are still in Christ.
就是你信仰维持到你离世的那一刻
，Meaning that our faith is kept until the very last moment of our life.
这个就叫做在主里面而死。
Then this means that we have died in the Lord.
那这个在主里面的死，这个肉体的结束呢，反而是进到永生的一个开始了。
At the point where we die in the Lord, when it means that we shake off our flesh and we
进入永生了。
And we enter into eternal life.
看小说啊，最重要就是最后那一章结局要怎么写。
What is the most important when we read novels is the end.
圣经也是有这一句话。
And there is also that in the Bible.
我们看来看来看这个传道书。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书第七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书第七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
第一到二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
传道书第七章一到二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 1 and 2.
请读。
Verse 1, a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth, 2. Better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will take it to heart.
这里说人生每一个人都会遇到这个肉体的终结。
Here it talks about how men will meet this end.
但是呢，活着的人要把它放在心上。
But the living have to take it to heart.
就是如果有一天，如果真的要离世了，你离世那一刻的时候，你还是在主耶稣里面吗？
Which is to say that at the end of our lives, if we're still in the Lord,
啊，在新约的很多的使徒啊，他们信耶稣其实是信的蛮辛苦的。
A lot of the apostles and disciples in the New Testament, it was very difficult for them to keep the faith.
他们要守道理真的很困难。
It was very difficult for them to keep the faith.
我们今天的信仰啊，只是的挣扎是什么？
Our faith today, our only struggle.
我们只是说，哎呀，那么忙啊，能不能够来聚会？怎么样来而已。
Is that we're so busy? Do we have the time to come to church?
或者是我们只是说啊，知道不能犯罪，但是呢，又很想去软弱，那心中有一些挣扎而已。
Or maybe that, oh, I should not fall into temptation, but I am so very tempted.
但是到末世的信徒就会跟使徒初代就一样。
But at the end times, we will become like the disciples at that time.
他们会遇到逼迫。
We will face persecution.
那如果遇到逼迫，如果神的旨意是让他们去殉道的话，他们就会死。
When we face persecution, and if it is God's will for us to be martyred, then it will happen.
神的旨意我们不知道。
Because we do not know of God's will.
你跟彼得被关在监牢里面，明天要砍头了，明天要杀头了。那神派天使去救他，那他继续活。
When Peter was put in jail and ordered to be executed the next day, but the angel came to save him, so he lived.
因为是他的工作没有做完。
Because his work is not yet done.
那尸体反呢？啊，就被石头打死。他想仰望天，但是神也没有救他的肉体。
On the other hand, Stephen, he was stoned to death, even though he looked towards the heaven, but God did not save his life.
不代表神不爱他。
This does not mean that God does not love him.
而是代表说神觉得说你可以回家了。
But it means that God thought that he can come home.
所以他是遇到逼迫被打死的，也是在主里面死。
So even if you face persecution and die that way, you still die in the Lord.
那我们今天可能没有这个福气。
Today we might not have that kind of blessing.
不是每一个人都有这个福气可以殉道。
Not everyone can be martyred, have this kind of blessing.
但是至少我们要确定，我们求主耶稣怜悯，是我在离世是那一刻是在主耶稣里面。
But at least we can pray to God for mercy so that in our ending moment we have died in the Lord.
最可惜就是信了一辈子到老了软弱了或是离开了。
What is the worst is that we have believed in him for our entire life but that we depart from him at the very end.
最可惜是哇很穷的时候 很缺乏的时候把主耶稣抓得很紧结果什么都有的时候离开离道了。
What is the most pitiable is that we hang on to God when we are most needy, but we leave God the moment we have everything.
越靠近末世，你会看到越多跟你同行的人离开了。
The closer we are to the end times, the more we will see people around us depart.
我们在座也有很多多伦多的老弟兄姐妹啊，从创会到现在70年代、80年代就来的。
A lot of the elderly members here are ones who have been with us for a long time.
过去几十年在多伦多有多少人在这边受洗？
And in the past few decades, how many people have been baptized in the Toronto church?
像今天有八个人现在在受洗了，可能已经洗完了，等一下就高高兴兴回来，然后又发圣经啊，发证书啊，啊要拍照啊。
Just like today, we have new eight.People who have been baptized, and after a while they'll come back, and we will hand them the certificates.
但是你看看你身边的周围哦，你多少曾经跟你很好的弟兄姐妹，你认识他，他常常来教会，今天已经不来了，或者是不信。
But if we look around us, how many people, how many members you have met and you are close with, but now they have departed and no longer here.
也蛮多人跌倒的。
Because many have fallen.
所以能够持守到最后。在死的那一刻还在主耶稣里面这个才是最好的福气啊。
So truly it is a great blessing for us to be able to keep the faith until the very end of our lives.
有人在苦难中在主里面但是在福气当中就离开主了。
Some people are in the Lord when they are suffering but away from the Lord when they are not.
所以我们要想想。
So we have to think and reflect.
这句话从今以后在主里面而死的人有福气。
Think and reflect on this phrase, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为不用再劳苦了。
Because they no longer need to labor.
人生劳劳碌碌一辈子。
Our entire life is full of labor.
现在按照加拿大的这个新闻，他说现在人的退休啊，以前65岁就可以退休，但现在好像不行。现在啊，因为那个生活水准很高啊，东西又很贵啊，很多人退休的时候都没钱，所以不敢退休，要推迟，70、75都有。
According to the news, it is possible for you to retire at 65 before, but nowadays it is because of the living costs are so high that a lot of people do not retire until much later.
不敢退休啊。
Because they're afraid to retire.
因为没有钱。
Because they are afraid that they will not have enough money after that.
因为现在老了，还是要养孩子，孩子没有办法独立。
And sometimes when they grow old, they still have to support their kids.
有些还要带孙子啊，很累啊。
And some people even need to raise up their grandchildren.
人生很多的劳苦。
So there are a lot of labors in this world, this life.
在主里面而死的人，做工的果效也随着他们。
But here it records that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them.
这个就是我们最大的福气。
This is truly the greatest blessing.
有个弟兄他得了不治之症。
There was one brother who has an incurable disease.
他很想不开。
And he could not accept this.
很不开心，整天很不开心。
And he was very unhappy the entire time.
为什么神让我得到这种病？
And he thought, why did God give me this disease?
神让我得到这个病，很快要离开世界。
Why did God let me have this disease and then I have to depart from this world so early?
他一直祷告求神医治他。
He kept on praying to God to ask for healing.
但是看起来神没有要医治他。
But he thought, from the situation, he thought that God would not heal him.
他一直很忧郁，
很忧闷。He was very depressed.
直到有一天呢，神给他看一个异象。
Until one day, God showed him a vision.
哇，一个很大的山。
There was a great mountain.
又很漂亮的城。
And a very beautiful city.
他进去里面走。
And when he went into that city to walk in there.
看到那个花草啊，很漂亮。
And he saw that the grass, the flowers are all very beautiful.
这种漂亮是地上比不上的。
And this kind of beauty is uncomparable with the earth.
有看到荣光。
And he saw the light of glory.
看到天使。
He saw the angels.
天使带他进到城里面。
And the angels were guiding him in the city.
给他看看他以后的房子，在天国的房子。
And they showed him the house he will have in heaven.
哇，他就很开心。
And so he was very happy.
但是异象结束。
But when the vision ended,
他醒过来,
and he woke up,
他告诉了太太，他看到这个异象。
He told his wife that he has seen this vision.
从那一天开始，他就没有忧闷，也没有埋怨。
From that day on, he is no longer depressed.
他已经想好了，他已经准备好了。
Because he was ready, he was prepared.
如果主耶稣要接我回去，我就是太好了。
If Jesus were to take me back, then it is the best.
他已经想好他的墓碑啊，要写什么字。
He had already decided what will be written on his tombstone.
通常人都很忌讳这个事情啊，怎么会想自己墓碑要怎么写？但是他已经想好了。
A lot of people would wonder about what should be on their tombstone, but he was decided very fast.
他叫太太拿一个纸给他。
And so we give him a paper.
他写了四个字。
And then he wrote a few words.
异见天开。我们中文有个成语嘛，叫异想天开嘛。就是说你太过不实际了，但是呢，他把它改一改，他不是异想天开，他是异见天开，就是在异象当中啊，见到天打开了。
So there is a Chinese idiom that said that it is very unrealistic to see the heaven open, but he changed it so that the idiom would say that I have seen the heavens open.
我说以后每个人去他的墓碑面前啊，他已经想好了。他一定会问嘛，为什么这个人这样写？那下面就有经节，他又是基督徒，他用他以后的墓碑啊，又会对他做见证。
And so he would use his tombstone to continue to testify for the Lord, because there's also a Bible verse written on there, especially when other people ask, they can see it.
但是他只有一个遗憾。
He only had one regret.
他说我已经看到天国了，所以我不怕要走。
He said that I have already seen heaven, so I'm not afraid to go.
但是我有个遗憾。
But I have one regret.
以前我都忙着赚钱，没有做什么圣工。
Before I have always labored for money, so I did not have a lot of time to serve God.
他真的很希望说他有多一些时间可以做圣工。
He really wished that he had more time to serve God.
人啊，没有想到最后，有时候都不会想自己到底在神面前有没有为神尽责任。
As people, a lot of times, only until the end will we think about, have we worked enough for God?
这里说在主里面而死的，有一个特点，就是不单只是保守自己的信仰，不犯罪而已，而是要做工的果效也随着他们。
He records very specifically that those who die in the Lord, it's not just that they kept the faith, but that their rest, their works will follow them.
我们在世界所工作的一切的果效都是用金钱来衡量的。
The fruits of our labor in this world is measured by our money.
你做多什么工，老板给你多少钱。
We work for this much, so our boss give us this much salary.
这个就是价值。
This is the value.
但是这种价值呢，没有办法传到天国。
But this kind of value cannot be sent to heaven.
除非得把它转换嘛。
Unless we exchange that value.
就有点像你在中国花人民币，在台湾花台币，你拿来加拿大能够用吗？不行啊，除非你把它转到这个国家的钱币。
Just like in China, we use yuan, or in Taiwan, we use a new Taiwanese dollar, or we can't use those here in Canada, but that we have to exchange it to the Canadian currency.
我们这世界赚了很多，也花了一辈子的劳碌，把我们的劳力去换成世界的价值。
In this world, we labor for a lot so that we can exchange that labor into the money we need to live in this world.
这些东西的价值只在这个世界而已。
But the value of this money only lasts in this world.
你怎么可以把它转成在天国里面有价值呢？
How can we exchange that into something that will be worth something in heaven?
这是你要为主来做一点事情。
Which we can only do that if we work for God.
这个为自己的劳苦跟你为主的劳苦是不一样。
The labor for ourselves and the labor for God is different.
你每一样事情为主耶稣做的，都直接存到天国里面去。
Everything we do for God is directly deposited in heaven.
这个最有价值。
This is the most valuable.
譬如说
，For example,
你为教会煮饭，跟你在家里煮饭的价值不一样。
Cooking for our family versus cooking for the church, that the value is different.
对不对？通常大家都 不太喜欢煮饭，很少人告诉我每天最高兴就是煮饭的时候，很少家庭主妇会这样子。煮饭是很辛苦的事。
A very few people would think that cooking is the best time of my life every day.
但是你为主耶稣煮的，虽然也是辛苦，但是这个价值在神里面，你为神劳苦。
But if we cook for the church, then we will feel happy because we are laboring for the Lord, and the value will be deposited in heaven.
你平常为自己开车接送自己的孩子，那个是你应该的，你的本分，你不会存到天国去。
It is our duty to pick up our children after school with our using driving, and will not be saved in heaven.
你用你的车，你用你的时间，你用你的汽油，绕了一个大圈去接一个信徒，一个慕道者来。这个就有在主里面就有价值了。
But if we use our own car, our own time, our own fuels, we make a huge detour to pick up a brother or a sister to come to church, then that is value in heaven.
你的钱花在自己身上，这个价值很有限。
If we spend money on ourselves, there is a limited amount of value in that.
你的钱花在主耶稣的教会身上，这个就很有价值了。
But if we put money into the house of God, then that has value, a lot of value.
这个就不一样。
And that will be different.
Pastor Woody 回来了，他刚刚洗完礼回来，他下水，他刚刚下水，他不是去游泳，他是为主耶稣下水了。
Right now, Preacher Woody has come back, and he did not go down to the water to swim, but he went down the water to baptize in the name of the Lord.
同样是把身体弄湿了，但是价值就不一样。
The same is that He wetted himself in the water, but the value is different.
因为在洗礼堂今天可能也是有人在挖船啊、游泳啊，但是他们不是为了主的。
Because since the weather is so great, there might have been other people on the water, but the value of their being on the water is different from.
你有钱，你存的钱，你的钱怎么用
？We have saved up money. How do we use that money?
Pastor Woody 告诉我一个见证。
A Pastor Woody once told me this testimony.
他以前住的 San Jose 教会。
He was pastoring in San Jose Church.
那个地毯很旧。
And the carpet was very old.
有一个弟兄刚好就去那边聚会，他不是 San Jose 教会。
And so one brother who's not from San Jose Church went to have service there.
这可能刚好经过路过然后去 business trip 反正看到教会聚会，怎么地毯那么旧？
It may have been a business trip or he's just visiting, but he saw that the carpet was very old.
那就看到他也不讲什么。
And he did not say anything.
那就拿出支票本子。
But he took out his check.
就写8万块。
He He took out his checkbook and wrote down $80,000.
私底下叫高收负责人。
And he gave it in secret to the church board.
这个地毯很旧了，我们教会的门面呢，不能这样子。
And told them that the carpet was so old that we should not show our home to be like this.
大家跪在那边也不舒服。
And it's very uncomfortable for the members to kneel down there as well.
私底下呢，就交给负责人。
So he just gave the check to the church board members.
就把教会所有的地毯要换新的。
So that the carpet of the church can be changed and replaced.
这八万块可以用来买一台新车。
The $80,000 can be used to buy a new car.
但是每年就会折旧，对不对？你买一台八万块的车，明年就变六，一开出去就变六万，再过两年就变四万。
But the moment you use your car, the value will depreciate.
十年之后就不值钱。
And a few years later, it will be worth $40,000, or 10 years later, it will be worth nothing.
如果这个车新车不小心还撞了，那一毛钱都不值。
And the moment you crash your car, then it will be worth nothing.
你要付钱去修它。
Because you would have to spend money to fix it.
发在主耶稣身上，哇，这个价值就大了。
But if we spend the money on God, then that value is great.
对不对？马上跟主耶稣连上。
And the moment we do that, we are connected with God.
所以无论是你的钱、你的时间、你的家庭。
So no matter whether it's our money or our family.
只要跟主耶稣一连上，就有价值就升高很多。
As long as all these are connected to God, then the value will increase exponentially.
如果理所拥有的一切。
If the moment everything we have.
没有跟神连上的话。
If all of those things are not connected to God,
它有世界的价值，但是会越来越低。
Then they have the value in the world, but it will continue to go down.
还有这些价值会在你离开世界那一下呢，变成对你来说变成零。
Or maybe the moment you depart from the world, all that value will decrease to zero.
真的，我刚刚才跟大家分享过，在我肚子痛的时候，那痛了那十几个钟头，什么东西都没有意思，我觉得。
I have shared with some of you that when I had the stomach ache for those 10 hours, when my appendix was hurting for that 10 hours, I couldn't think of anything.
我本来很喜欢照相啊，相机啊。我痛的时候一点都不想那个相机。
I really liked photography, but in that pain, I did not think about photography.
本来很喜欢吃东西啊，痛不舒服的时候根本完全不想吃东西，好几天整个礼拜都不想吃东西。
I really like eating, but in that pain, during that whole week, I did not want to eat anything.
那个时候什么东西都没有什么意思。
At that time, nothing meant much.
你会发觉有一天啊，什么东西对你都没有意思。
And you would also find that one day, nothing will mean much.
那一天是一定会来的。
That day will definitely come.
迟早的问题。
It is sooner or later.
但是如果你拥有的一切，你的人、你的家庭、你的时间、你的金钱，跟主耶稣连上。
But if you have connected everything to God, your family, your time, your money,
你的价值就马上上了天国。
Then the value will immediately reach heaven.
好像那个找换店一样啊。
It's just like an exchange currency booth.
马上跟神连上。
We will immediately be connected to God.
圣经说有一个人叫多加。圣经记载《使徒行传》有一个人叫多加。
Oh, there was a person named Dorcas in the book of Acts.
她死了，她很有爱心。
She passed away, but she had a lot of love.
她人走了，她留下的东西还有价值。
However, even though she passed away, the things that she left behind were worth were value.
那些衣服啊，他们没有寡妇没有衣服，她帮她做衣服。
She made a lot of clothes for the widows.
所以她一走了，大家都很想念她。
And so when she left, a lot of people missed her.
所以人走了之后还有价值。留下来的曾经做过的事情，在活着的人当中还有价值。
So the things that we have done when we depart from this world, it will still have value to the people who are left behind.
有时候我们生活越忙啊，我们越把价值放在自己的身上。
Sometimes the more busy we are, the more of things that we spend are on ourselves.
拥有的越来越多，反而越来越不开心。
And then we obtain even more things for ourselves, but we end up being more and more unhappy.
因为里面的价值啊，不见了。
Because the value disappeared.
所以我们要把它重新跟神连上。
So truly, we have to reconnect ourselves to God.
这个才是真正的福气。
Then this will be the true blessing.
感谢主带领我们早上的这一刻。
Thank God for guiding us through our morning sessions.
我们来 祷告前再唱诗408首，如果主耶稣今天来。
Before our prayer list